Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 13. Today, we're going to talk about the second of the four temperaments of this shortcut. Till now, we were talking about the SP. Now, we're going to talk about SJ. SJ, S means concrete, down to earth, practical, realistic. And J means organizing and structured way. So SJ is information gathering process, which is practical and realistic, which is sensing, to which they prefer to give organization and structure, which is the J. They yearn to belong to meaningful institutions. Their foundations, they are the foundations of the backbones of society. They're trustworthy, they're loyal, they're helpful, they're brave, they're clean, they're traditionalists. They have a tendency to organize. They organize people and furniture and schedules and organizations. Just as people are integral to an NF, which we're going to talk about, and conceptualization is important to an NT, which we're going to talk about, and spontaneity and excitement is integral to an SP, which we talked about, SJs revolve around procedures, organizations. They have a procedure for everything, from making breakfast, and even in their way they are intimate with their husbands and wives. The SJ strengths, when maximized, could become liabilities. It's a strength and a weakness. Their strengths are administration, dependability, the ability to take charge, and always knows who's in charge. So in management, for example, SJs make phenomenal administrators of systems that require precision and organizations. They have a tendency to do what's needed to be done today, but sometimes they could neglect what must be done tomorrow, and they don't plan that way. In relationships, home is a cornerstone of an SJ relationship. It's clearly defined and it doesn't vary. So they have rituals and traditions in the stability of their marriages. But again, the negative side of it is they could become too rigid and it could become tedious or monotonous. SJs, again, we're going to probably have separate shiurim, Be'ez Hashem, once we're done with the overall picture of how this plays out in marriage and including the intimate level of marriage. So I didn't mention it, but the SPs, that we talked about earlier, their challenge in physical intimacy is they'll be too aggressive often or too spontaneous, that will confuse or hurt their partner. SJs have the reverse problem. Will they be too structured? Oh, we arranged twice, three times, whatever we arrange, we can't have it any other time. And they don't learn how to be spontaneous when they need to. So we'll talk about that in separate shiurim, Be'ez Hashem. Parenting. SJs make it clear who is a parent and who is a child, and what is expected of each. Sometimes, though, they can be overly rigid. But often, they provide a healthy structure and boundaries that many children need. So on one hand, with their children, they give them, SJs in particular, are very good at giving them stability that they need, comfort, security that they need, safety that they need. But again, it could be confining, especially to a child of a different type. If, for example, if a mother or father is an SJ and the child in it is an SP, the J-ness of the parent may be a strain to the SP and they may go overboard with it, so they have to be careful. See, that's why knowing these personality types certainly help. Teaching, punctuality and neatness is sometimes more as important as content. And you have to be careful with that. Learning. SJs respond well to teachers who are organized and deliver what they promise, but they could be rigid and they could be less open to learning new things. J's have generally that problem that they want to have a fixed thing and then they sort of block out everything else. SJs are conservative with their money. Bankers, accountants, lawyers, and stockbrokers are generally SJs. That they're very, helpful that way. you know, when they dress, even the way they dress, they prefer a classic look. They buy quality clothing of quality and durability and value and longevity. And they have more conservative way of dressing. They're not flamboyant. They have color patterns. See, that's an SJ type of dressing. An SJ, for example, if they're a girl, will be more inclined to be open to the concept of tznius, of clothing. They will dress tastefully and properly because that's part of their personality, so it's easier for them, the concept of clothing tznius. An SP will have difficulty with clothing of tznius unless it's taught the right way because they're more adventurous. They choose clothing based on impact, how it's going to impact, not necessarily to attract men, for example, but to eat, to just be who they are. Casual dressing on one hand, or bold or daring in style, right? So for an SP, the nisayon of tznius, who have clothing, is stronger than it is for the SJ. And you see, one needs to understand that when they're dealing with girls, teenagers, or young married women talking about tznius of clothing, which agav, we have in the Panimi group of women, Divrei Torah, we give once a week there. And in some of it, we'll see based on the when this recording was, whether it was already said or not said, but we're basing on a book on tznius, on the deeper levels of what tznius is, and we talk about these things over there. So that's the general open beginning discussion of what a SJ is like. They need to belong. They need a feeling of sense of belonging. And this sense of belonging is something that needs to be earned. They don't believe in freeloading. They don't believe that you just get something because it's a God-given right. You have to earn it. You have to earn it. And that's the way they feel. It's like a parental attitude that an SJ has. Even children have that parent attitude in them. It's very interesting. Even in the kindergarten class, you observe, let's say, 25-year-olds interacting through the course of the day. You have children that are other types, SPs, NFs, NTs. They're like, you know, interacting in their own ways there. SJs, they stick to schedules, their duties. They listen to their moras. They're very obedient. They show up at school in a normal way. And there's a certain dependency there with that. SPs, which we talked about before, want to be free and independent. SJs, they want to be bound and obligated. You see, that's the opposites there. Again, SPs are compelled to feel free and independent. SJs feel compelled to be bound and obligated. That's why SJs sometimes have an issue with codependencies more than an SP has. And that is the idea. It's no bad and good here. They're just differing views of good when chosen right, just like NF and Ts are different. SPs will be open to new ideas. We want to be equal. We want to change things in society. This is not the way it's supposed to be. We need to change it. SJs will be more sticking to tradition, the Messiah, you know, the way things are to be. SP, that's why SPs, in a way, it's refreshing. They challenge certain things that used to be. Why does it need? Why these rules? And they could see through some baloney in some of these self-man-made rules. SJs are harder to do that because they like rules. So it's harder for them to recognize flaws in them. And that's the idea behind that. So SJs are like they're more pessimistic by nature than SPs, which are more optimist. They're like the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. You have to be made about, you know, you need to be a strong SJs and you need to be prepared for everything and prepared for any type of setback. And SJs will forecast there could be calamities and disasters. We have to prepare for it. They're more that way. Often, they will become a member of different organizations. They want to be part of a club, whether it's a family in the secular world or, you know, the Gaisha world, the church, or by us as part of a chevra in a shul, in an organization. They want to be part of an organization, and so on and so forth. Tradition is more important to an SJ than an SP. And as an SJ gets older, the tradition becomes even more important. They feel they need to belong. They have a keen sense of detecting things. And they have a very straightforward way of doing things. You know, you watch an SP throw a party, and it'll be like very flamboyant and open. You have an SJ, they will cater to the particular desire of the guests, and it'll be more organized way. About an SJ's general choice of work, it's usually in the more continuity of establishment type things. So for example, SJs are known to pick the occupations of teaching or preaching or accounting or banking or clerking or securing, insuring, managing, and selling. They conserve, generally speaking. They save. They're more of a saver than a spender. An SP is more of a spender. An SJ is more of a saver. An SJ is the foundation of society, the cornerstone of society, the stabilizer of society. They conserve things. To conserve is a strong desire for an SJ. It colors most of their actions and most of their attitudes. On one hand, an SJ, it can make them incapable of refusing added responsibility. That's a problem. They can be piled on. They put on themselves extra load because they feel they can't refuse it. If I don't do it, who will? So they sometimes take upon themselves too much. SJs are very, very sensitive to community needs, which is a beautiful thing, but they may take on too much. They'll worry about the neighbors, and it's a beautiful thing, but they may go overboard with it, and they'll feel a bitterness for their lack of appreciation and even a sense of loss, you know, in a way, when they take upon themselves too much things. So it's a beautiful thing that they're Isaac B'Tzarchei Tzibur and the community is important to them, but they have to be careful to avoid burnout and take care of their own family. An SJ in a couple may go overboard with their Tzarchei Tzibur and helping things to the neglect of their own wife and husband. So they have to be careful how to balance that type of thing. An SJ does know that change is inevitable, change is necessary, and sometimes desirable, but they'll resist it often. They'll resist it often because they don't like the change, and it'll take them a while to make that change. They're very, very much into morals and obligations. They're society's natural historians, and they're loyal to history, they're loyal to fundamentals, they're all loyal to overall healthy principles. Now, SJ, even though they're responsible, it doesn't gain them always the well-deserved appreciation that they deserve. Ironically, many people who benefited most from SJ contributions may turn away even while taking advantage of SJ's willingness to do more than their share. So they're basically very often stepped upon. They care about others, young and old, and those in position of authority are a special concern of an SJ. They have a deep commitment for the standards of society. SJs are the ones who are the mainstays of kehillas, of shuls. They establish social norms, institution. There's a high frequency of SJs in business, in service occupations, in secretarial work, in general medical practices, in banking, in middle management, in accounting, in dentistry, in barbering, and traditional hairstyle salons and civil service posts, and in pharmacies, all involved in serving others in very practical ways. A high percentage of educators, teachers, administrators, and librarians are SJs. A lot of librarians are SJs. that's the choice of things that they, SJ is less likely to go bungee jumping or jump off a parachute in a plane. Who's the most tight of the four temperaments likely to do that? The SP, which we talked about in the last two shiurim. They will go bungee jumping. They will take a, you know, if they could afford it, go up on a plane and parachute, learn parachuting and go, you know, and do all these crazy stunts. SJ are the least likely to do that. They're institution stabilizers, tradition. The right and wrong in the SJ is very clear. They're prone to black and white thinking. This is right. This is wrong. This is right. This is wrong. They're the backbone of society. They're the pillar of strength. It's beautiful. But again, it comes with a risk of sometimes becoming overly rigid. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue to talk about the FJ in the upcoming Shir Be'ez Hashem.